God took Ezekiel on a field trip to see a future conflict that was so bad and so overwhelming that even God's prophet did not know whether these bones could live again. He said, Lord, I don't know. What I love about the text is that Ezekiel says, so I prophesied as I was commanded. This is a great thing. Preachers, teachers, Bible students, scholars, sometimes you don't have the faith for the text, but you got to have the obedience for the text. He said, I didn't know whether it was going to work or not, but I just did what I was told. Obedience is better than sacrifice. He stands over something that he is not sure that it will ever be resurrected. Some of you have been to cities that are so dry and so very dry, you're not sure that you could ever build what you see in that city. Some of you are in marriages that are so dry and so very dry that you have given up all hope that the marriage would ever get any better because it is so hopelessly dry. But still, he said, I prophesied as I was commanded. The word of God is the first step to the rejuvenation of those who have lost their fight. You cannot rejuvenate based on your feelings. Ezekiel did not have the feeling everything was, I got a feeling everything's gonna be, oh, that's nice. But if you go down low enough, you won't have a feeling. If you grieve deeply enough, if you lose a loved one that's close enough to you, you don't have a feeling that everything is going to be all right. Nothing in you says it's going to be all right. If you get heartbroken bad enough, you lose your feeling that everything's going to be all right. But you cannot get your fight back based on your feelings. You have to get your fight back based on what God said. Prophesy to the bones that they may live. If there's any hope for you to get your fight back, it's gonna come through the word of God. It's not gonna come through cussing and fussing and fighting and shooting and slamming and banging and laying people out. That will not get your fight back. That will get you killed. That will get you locked up in jail. That will get you put into a mental institution. That will not work. The word of God coming into your heart and coming into your spirit on a daily basis starts to rejuvenate your spirit again. You have to fight back. You have to fight fire with fire. The enemy's trying to slay you with words, and you have to be revived with words by applying God's word in your spirit every day. I prophesied as I was commanded. I did what he told me to do. That's what I hope to be said about me when everything is said and done. I did what he told me to do. I preached what he told me to preach. I said what he told me to say. I gave what he told me to give. I served where he told me to serve. I was faithful to my calling. I did what he told me to do, in season and out of season. Packed stadiums and coliseums, filled up auditoriums, filled up parks, millions of people preaching the word of God. But I preached no less when the house was empty because I prophesied as I was commanded. It wasn't my job to fill the house. It was my job to preach the word. It wasn't my job to take care of the crowd. It was my job to preach the word. It's not my job to heal the sick. It's my job to pray for the sick. I prophesied as I was commanded. I did what you told me to do. You want me anointed with oil? I anointed with oil. You want me to pray the prayer of faith? I pray the prayer of faith. I already know I'm not the healer. You're the healer. But I did what you told me to do. This is not about your confidence in yourself or thinking that you can heal somebody or you can fix somebody or you can straighten out something. The problem with us right now, we have tried to straighten each other out till we have messed each other up. Stop practicing on people. Just do what he told you to do. I prophesied in a valley full of dry human bones. Remains of what used to be. I stood in the midst of what was and is no more, and I stood there and I prophesied. I prophesied to something that I didn't even think could hear. The reason I can preach to pews and chairs and rocks and hills is that it's not about your hearing. It's about me prophesying as I was commanded. It's not my business whether you hear me or not. It's not my business whether you like me or not. It's not my business whether you agree with me or not. I'm not here to convince you to like me. It doesn't make any difference. I prophesied as I was commanded. I did what he told me to do. So when I get back home, he's not going to ask me, did they like you? Right. He's not going to ask me, did they agree with you? Did they approve it? No. He's going, did you do what I told you to do? Ezekiel said, I prophesied as I was commanded. I speak to you. We need a spirit of obedience. We've lost it. We've lost it in our nation. We've lost it in our churches. We've lost it in our family. We've even lost it in our children. Everybody does whatever they want to do, say whatever they want to say. But God gives merit for obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So Ezekiel said, in order for them to get their fight back, I prophesied as I was commanded. And suddenly there was a noise and there was a shaking and it started coming together. There is a move of God that brings things together that have fallen apart. And I want to take a moment and talk to some people today who are dealing with things that have fallen apart and gone dry and seem hopeless and in despair. There is a move of God that will cause things to come together. And when God starts bringing things together, he will bring things together that fit together. When you get in it, you'll put bones together that don't go together. But when God starts doing it, he will put the right bone in the right place to connect with the right bone. Stop manipulating people because you're going to create a distorted body. God brought together bone to his bone. Everything moved toward what it was supposed to be connected to. You can't tell other people who to work with, who to serve with, who to grow with. Bones come together based on fitting, based on function, based on service. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but God is going to cause a drawing to happen, and bones are going to come together, bones to his bone. I feel a coming together. I want to stop here and thank God for a coming together, a coming together, a coming together, a coming together. After a long time of being in a valley of distraction and disruption, a long time of being fragmented and disoriented, God is bringing about a coming together. I need about 30 seconds of praise for a coming together, a coming together, a coming together, a coming. I know it's not back yet, but it's coming. I know it's not fixed yet, but it's coming. I know you're not all the way out of the woods yet, but it's coming. It may be your finances come together. It may be your family come together. It may be your siblings come together. It may be your children coming together. But God has a way of knowing how to shake things back together that you couldn't get back together, that you couldn't fuss back together, that you couldn't worry back together, that the counselor couldn't get back together. But the Lord said it's coming together. And you got to have enough faith to praise him for the coming together. You've got to believe that God is bringing it together and start thanking him. You can't wait till it's over to give him the praise. You got to praise him in the middle of the process that things are coming together. I want you to make a righteous declaration. My life is coming together. Say it out loud. My life is coming together. Everything that's been scattered is coming together. Everything that's been lost is coming together. Everything that's been broken is coming together. Everything that's been wounded is coming together. Yes, I'm talking to you. I want you to still declare it. I want you to stand up and say it out loud. It is coming together. You might look silly, but declare it. I decree and declare that my life is coming back together. Now give him praise.